Black Friday has come and gone, but today's new shopping opportunity, Small Business Saturday. The idea is to try to encourage people to support smaller local stores. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports.
When I say Small Business Saturday, doesn't it sound all made up and stuff?
We did make it up, but we didn't make up the reason why it exists.
That's Ed Gilligan. He's president of American Express. He himself won't take credit for making up Small Business Saturday, but he will cop to approving the idea when it sort of came out of committee in 2010 after the depths of the recession.
I heard this idea of Small Business Saturday and about American Express working to help create a movement. And it was like a light shining down on me that said, this is the best idea I've heard in a long time.
Now, Gilligan won't say how much Amex spends to help small businesses to promote the day, though American Express, whose fees are fairly expensive for small businesses, can mend bridges with mom and pops who have often shunned the card, like the fictional slimy lawyer Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad.
After that, we can discuss Visa or MasterCard, but definitely not American Express, so don't even ask, all right? Any questions?
Ed Gilligan of American Express says his company does benefit from Small Business Saturday, but he says even if American Express wanted to control it, they couldn't. $4.5 billion was spent last year, though 10 times as much will likely be spent with big retailers on Black Friday. The Department of Commerce promotes the day on its calendar, and chambers of commerce and small business bureaus around the country have taken it on.
It's like watching a snowball go downhill, that it is gaining momentum, and it's bigger than American Express.
Okay. A holiday or
it's Dad's birthday.
Dad's birthday.
I don't care that it's made up day. I love it. I think it's great for us. I think it has really helped us, actually.
Catherine Lundeen runs Lundeen's Gifts in downtown Culver City, California. She says over the last few years, she's seen the day get bigger and bigger. She says it reminds consumers about her store and helps build momentum for what's her most important time. Made up or not, she says she needs the day.
Now is the time when I'm most broke, and in 2 weeks, I will have the most money. 3 weeks in December make my whole entire year.
Lundeen says it's a time when shoppers not only come looking for the local, but the unusual.
One of the things that we sell a lot of is that inflatable unicorn head. That's kind of odd. Who knew that I would sell so many of those? That's kind of crazy.
I mean, who's coming in for an inflatable unicorn head?
Don't ask me, but it's a lot of people want the inflatable unicorn. Yeah, I've sold over 100 inflatable unicorn heads.
Lundeen is banking on her mix of the unusual, local vendors, local artists, customer service, and just being the lady in the neighborhood to get her over this year. Marshall Cohen is chief retail analyst with the MPD Group. He says Small Business Saturday offers an introduction to many small businesses, but it's up to the owners whether today is make or break.
Small Business Saturday is a good chance, a good opportunity for the small Main Street retailer to really start to take advantage of one of the chances that they can put a really good impression in front of the consumer if they make it worthwhile. If they don't, it'll just fizzle away.
Cohen says, especially with the internet, consumers are growing even more and more fickle and demanding of quality customer service. And with all the holidays and promotions, it's not enough to be the store in the neighborhood. It hasn't been for well over a century. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Culver City.